digging into the interior of hot cores with ALMA, DIHCA. 2. Exploring the inner binary, multiple, system embedded in G335MM1 ALMA-1, by Fernando A. Olguin et al. We observed the high-mass protostellar core G335.579 to 0.272 ALMA-1 at approximately 200.05 resolution with the Atacama Large Millimeter, Submillimeter Array, ALMA, at 226 GHz, with a mass sensitivity of 5 sigma equals 0.2 mSun at 10K. We discovered that at least a binary system is forming inside this region, with an additional nearby bow-like structure, is less than or equal to 1000 O, that could add an additional member to the stellar system. These three sources are located at the center of the gravitational potential well of the ALMA1 region and the larger MM1 cluster. The emission from CH3OH, and many other traces, is extended, greater than 1000 O, revealing a common envelope toward the binary system. We use CH2CHCN line emission to estimate an inclination angle of the rotation axis of 26 carat with respect to the line of sight based on geometric assumptions and derive a kinematic mass of the primary source, protostar plus disk, of 3.0 mSun within a radius of 230 O. Using CO emission, we find that the primary source drives the large-scale outflow revealed by previous observations. Precession of the binary system likely produces a change in orientation between the outflow at small scales observed here and large scales observed in previous works. The bow structure may have originated by entrainment of matter into the envelope due to widening or precession of the outflow, or, alternatively, an accretion streamer dominated by the gravity of the central sources. An additional third source, forming due to instabilities in the streamer, cannot be ruled out as a temperature gradient is needed to produce the observed absorption spectra. This was digging into the interior of hot cores with ALMA, DIHCA. 2. Exploring the inner binary, multiple, system embedded in G335 MM1 ALMA-1, by Fernando A. Olguin et al.